This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now, the weather is starting to cool down here in Melbourne. Spare a thought for those of the rainbow community that could be facing a cold winter out on the streets. The good news is that a community organisation called Hanover is working tirelessly to prevent at-risk youth from ending up on the streets. Accommodation for at-risk youth is also part of the service they offer. This evening, we're speaking to Tony from Hanover. Welcome, Tony.
Thanks. Well, thank you.
Now, tell us a little bit about the work that Hanover does in Melbourne.
Well, Hanover's been around as a Melbourne institution for a bit over 50 years, and our mission is solely focused on homelessness.
Okay.
And we do a range of things. We provide services. We see 6,500 clients a year, 4,000 adults and young people, and 2,500 children. And we provide a range of services.
Okay.
Well as research and policy.
So what sort of services would they be?
Look, they range from, we have 4 crisis accommodation services, which provide short-term, as in between 6 weeks to 3 months accommodation for people who are homeless. And we work with them to try and find accommodation options and work through issues that might be related to their homelessness.
Okay.
Very excited, we've opened with the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence 2 youth foyers, which are located at TAFE colleges, one at Kangan TAFE in Broadmeadows and one at Holmes Glen TAFE in Glen Waverley. And that's for young people who are homeless from age 16 to 25. The average age is about 18.
Okay.
And that's for, they get up to 2 years on the condition they engage in learning.
Okay.
So it's student accommodation at a TAFE college.
Very empowering too, like to see that, you know, there's more to it than just the emergency accommodation as well. Like you're actually doing something to try and not just give people a bed for the night, but actually keep them in some sort of bed.
Very much. Our founders, when we were founded, there were a group of some pretty well-known social activists around Melbourne. Brian Howe was one of our founders who went on to become Deputy Prime Minister. But organisations like the Brotherhood were involved. And we were set up as a reaction to what services were on offer at that time. So
okay.
In those days, you really only, you had to go to church to get a feed or to get a bed. It was very conditional. And it was very dehumanising. There's a photo we've got in an archive of an anonymous hand coming out a church window and dropping pie. So people were very much seen as there was something wrong with them. They were sinners. They needed to be saved. And our mission has that word empowerment in it. So our mission is to empower people. So we think just providing a bed alone for a night and then turfing someone on the street the next day doesn't do anything to solve the issue.
Yeah, and there is a lot more to the issue than just finding a bed for the evening. Now, when we talk about the people that use the Hanover service, do you have any statistics that you could share with us on the number of people that would come through the organisation that identify as rainbow and particularly as youth rainbow?
Not hard statistics. We don't keep that data, and it's hard data to keep. We ask, so at the youth foyer, we ask a question, and one of the questions is, how would you describe your sexuality as? And there's a list. And one of the things is rather not say. And so, but at the 2 foyers, there's about, currently of the 40 in one foyer, there's I think 4 in one who identify as queer in some way, and I think about the same at the other.
Okay.
At our other services, at our South Yarras Youth Service, staff there say it's currently about 20%.
Wow, okay.
As same-sex attracted, transgender, in the rainbow family.
Okay.
And we're talking about that. We're not sure whether that's because of the location, that it's in South Yarra Paran, whether there's high numbers there. Mm. But one of the big problems is there's very little hard data. So a lot of it's anecdotal, and we're trying to get some solid research up, because if the research shows that there's much higher representation of queer youth in the homeless population, well, that means that there's something structural happening that's causing it. If the number of queer youth are just as for queer people in the general population, well, that just means that services need to be queer friendly. So I think it's very important if we get that data. And anecdotally, in what we observe is that there's certainly, in our services, in our youth services, we think we see much higher proportion of same-sex attracted young people.
Okay.
And in all of our services, we see an overwhelming over-representation of transgender people.
Oh, tragic. That is terrible.
And that's very clearly related to discrimination.
Yeah. So I guess going on to my next question, what work has Hanover done to prevent discrimination? So you've mentioned that there are a few people that have come through the organisation that identify with, who are gender diverse or have, you know, they're gay or they're bi. What work is being done around protecting these people from being discriminated against?
Well, we do a lot of training with staff, and we've worked over the last few years quite solidly with Transgender Victoria to do training around being trans appropriate and trans friendly services.
Okay.
And likewise with gay and lesbian. We have a large number of queer staff, which I think sort of helps. But the other thing is, it's quite an ongoing discussion. We had a really interesting debate around asking the question around sexuality. And within the staff, and this is queer staff as well, there's a big debate. Some saying, oh, it's a private matter, you know, we shouldn't ask that. Others saying, no, it's really important. So we couch the question so that people can choose to share that if they wish.
Okay. Yeah. So it's an optional. So, for example, if they really want to reach out for help and ask for assistance from Hanover, they can just say, yeah, I'm trans and I actually do need some help because I'm maybe considering transitioning, or I'm in an abusive relationship or something like that.
Yeah, and I'd like to push it a bit further. I think we do need to be able to ask the question, and I think people's reaction, like our lawyers said, we shouldn't ask it. And this isn't a form where we asked Indigenous status and disability. And I said, well, why can't we ask sexuality or gender identity? Mm. So I think there's still a bit of education in the broader community around this stuff.
Okay. Now, if any of our listeners would like to find out more about the work that Hanover does, obviously more than just providing a bed for the night, where can they go to find out?
So if listeners are needing a service or needing support around homelessness, the best number is 1-800-825-955, and that's the entry point, and that'll refer you to services in each area.
Okay.
If people are interested in volunteering with Hanover or other information, you can go to our website, which is www.hanover.org.au, or our phone number is 0396996388.
Great. Thank you so much for coming into the studio this evening, Tony.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You're listening to Right Here, Right Now on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.